I would imagine most people recognize that particular drums and bass. That's from Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Before his death, Michael Jackson was in rehearsal for his supposedly last concert tour. It was supposed to be his swan song.
These will be my final show performances in London. This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is the final curtain call. I'll see you in July.
Obviously, Michael Jackson did not make those appearances, but we get a peek into the rehearsals from them from this documentary that premieres in theaters worldwide this morning called This Is It. We're joined now by Chris Hawkins. He's a presenter on BBC Six Music. Chris joins us from inside the Central London Movie Theater. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, and yes, despite the hype on this, it's a very mild but overcast day here in London. I expected to be in this theatre overrun with fans, but there are really only a handful of people queuing for the next screening, which is at midday our time.
Really? How many is a handful?
When I say a handful, there is that was the last person I've just watched go into the actual theatre, and I would say a dozen or two dozen at the most. The first screening at the Central London Theatre that I'm at was at 4 a.m, and I've just checked, there were four people at that screening. So I'm absolutely amazed. I don't think that's the same for the whole of London, but certainly, and I am right bang in the middle of London, that's the situation, and I'm really, really shocked.
But we do have some extremely persistent fans. We're joined now by Yvonne Holland as well. She's a huge Michael Jackson fan who went to see the movie. And Yvonne, you went to a three-day slumber party in order to pick up your tickets, correct?
Yes, I did.
She joins us from Los Angeles, California. What was the urgency to be among the first to see this movie?
Because everything that Michael Jackson does is top-notch and never lets his fans down. He talks often about what he wants to give to the fans. And so he is really in there to make us love him. He does everything just with vigor, with joy. It was great. It was worth it. It was worth it. The slumber party was a lot of fun. There was DJs there, and the atmosphere was awesome. It had a lot of people that were just, there's a lot of unity.
It was worth it to you then.
Yes, it was. It was like the United Nations. It was absolutely awesome.
Yvonne, I mean, Michael is no longer with us, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a disappointment, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, he let you down there. It'd have been better to see the concert than this film, right?
Well, I mean, nobody wants somebody to die, especially the way he did.
Chris, going back to you in London, have there been protests from fans at the premiere of this movie?
For the most part, it went very smoothly. The premiere took place at 1 o'clock London time in Leicester Square, and there were real diehard fans there, fans that are hugely passionate, like Yvonne, about Michael Jackson and all that he achieved in his, I guess, relatively short life. But as I say, here now in central London, it's very subdued. There are more people queuing for Fantastic Mr. Fox than there are This Is It, which I'm told will book up later in the day. I'm told that this evening's performances and showings are actually nearly full. But whether over the course of the next 2 weeks that will remain the case, I really, really don't know. And I would be inclined to say that this will tail off rather than be an extended run, which was rumoured, because we are now what would have been halfway through the series of concerts at the O2 in London.
Yvonne, back to you in Los Angeles. Can you tell us a little bit about the movie? Do you get a sense of continuity through the movie? Do we get any sense of what the full concert would have looked like?
You know what? It would have been so worth it. He does a lot of he did a lot of filming of to make certain songs even more enhanced, and he was going to incorporate that with his live singing. And I have a lot of his DVDs, and this was just so outstanding. If they would have incorporated that in his concert, his fans, no matter how much money they paid, they would have been getting their money's worth. And they show all of this inside the movie, too.
Yvonne, I have to ask you. The fans have been protesting, asking people not to go because they feel like the film hides the fact that Michael Jackson was actually in deteriorating health, and these were his last moments as his health was failing. And does it bother you to watch this film and not see this man struggling?
I don't see him struggling at all.
Right, but they're supposedly excerpted the parts so that you don't see him struggling.
Well, that's because that's the way Michael Jackson is. He always wants to give his fans top-notch performances, and that's him. That's how it is.
That's how he was.
Yes. Well, that's how he was, and that's how it is.
Well, Yvonne, I mean, the movie does permit a kind of fantasy of being in the show, almost as though you're part of the dance troupe. I'd never seen video of Michael Jackson being a director and a choreographer. You know, that seems like some of the most exciting stuff to watch.
Well, he was yes, he did everything, but he also had another choreographer, and he also had another director, and so they had a sense of what he wanted, and so they, you know, made it happen that way. But he was also there saying if he wanted it changed, if he wanted the music to be held on longer, if he wanted the dance to be a certain way. It was awesome to see him film it. It was awesome to see the behind-the-scene kind of thing.
Yvonne, let me just ask you one last question. I mean, you sound so pumped and so just kind of almost delirious about what your experience has been over the last 3 days. I mean, convince me that if there'd just been one still on the screen for 3 hours, you wouldn't have liked that at all, right?
That's impossible for Michael Jackson to just be one still. He's all over the place.
Yvonne, was this more of a concert performance thing that you were watching, or was
absolutely.
It more of a documentary?
It was not a documentary. It was if you've seen the DVD Bucharest Live, it was like that.
Okay, thanks. That's Yvonne Holland. She went to see This Is It, the Michael Jackson concert documentary that premieres worldwide today. She also went to a 3-day slumber party in order to get her tickets. There's a great picture of her holding up ticket number one with a very proud expression on her face. We're also joined by Chris Hawkins. He's a presenter on our partner, the BBC, their program 6 Music. Also a Michael Jackson fan, right, Chris?
Absolutely, and as I say, completely shocked at how few people there are at the Central London Movie Theatre. But I guess it is a working day, despite being school's half term. It is a working
day. It's Wednesday.
So I think the weekend might be much busier.
He joined us from inside Central London Movie Theatre. Thanks to both of you.
This Is It, now playing in the mind of Yvonne Holland there. I can actually
forever.
Hear forever. It's the end of the hour. Before we go, we still want to hear from you. We're hearing stories of how your job and your profession are rapidly changing because of this very changing economy. Tell us, have you been training or retraining for this economy? Are you using the bad times to change your profession completely? We want to hear your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Here's your takeaway.
American companies have outsourced. They're chasing lower labor rates, and what they're missing is the ingenuity and the hard work ethic of Americans.
Nothing gets by our friend Mickey Maynard, author of the new book, The Selling of the American Economy. If you missed anything, we're always on here at The Takeaway. Listen to Mickey Maynard's interview earlier in the show. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.